Okay, look at the Torah, Parshas Sav, let's go. Okay, second column, middle of the page. Now, the Rebbe was discussing why by Shmini Atzeres it says, Atzeres Tiyalachem, and here by Pesach it says, Atzeres Hashem Elokecha. And he says, why does it say Leisasim Melach, which implies even cooking and everything else when you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov? See, the Alter Rebbe brought the machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua if Yom Tov is either yours or God or half and half. Okay, so he says by Pesach it also, but by Pesach where it says Hashem Elokecha, so obviously it's more connected to Hashem Elokecha than it is to Lochem. Okay, so he says, okay, the main thing of Yom Tov is to have Simcha, right? To have Simcha. But we don't feel it. The neshama feels it, but we don't feel it because we're in a goof and nefesh habamis. That's what we're up to. No. We'll continue. Okay. So he says, Vahainu, in the middle of the first column, the second column on page Tezvot. He says, why don't we feel the union of Simcha? L'chayra Simcha is, we cause a greater revelation of Elokus in the world. So why don't we feel it? He says, "Hainu mishum shenefesh habamis mechasa master, because the nefesh habamis conceals and covers. Umakefes v'seveves says nefesh olikis and encompasses and surrounds the nefesh olikis built itays mokim without giving any place lichanis b'ar benefesh olikis b'chinus pnimis. What does the nefesh habamis do? It like it covers it, like a stone covering, and it doesn't let anything come in." In other words, officially the Elokus is supposed to come in, but the Nefesh HaBamis doesn't let it. On this, what it says, it's standing behind the wall, right? We say it by Kiddush Levana. It's a pasuk, but he's standing on the other side of the wall, meaning the wall is blocking the Elokus from coming into the body. But Yom Tov, when there's a stronger additional revelation of Elokus by Dezeh Metzachzach Kliya Nefesh HaBamis Kamki, because there's a greater level of Elokus revealed, the Nefesh HaBamis also becomes a little bit refined. It affects the Nefesh HaBamis also, and therefore it's not such a heavy blockage anymore. It lets in a little bit. Bezel Mashgiach Menachalein, it's like he's looking through the windows or peeking through the cracks. Because therefore they're called me'adim l'simcha, sha'simcha b'chinas gilui. You know, he says like this, because we don't feel it normally because of nefesh habamis, but Yom Tov, because it's a greater revelation of Elokus, so therefore it cleans and refines the nefesh habamis also, so therefore we can get a little bit of it. Therefore they brought the karbanis of karban shlamim, which affects the nefesh habamis, because what did they do? They ate the meat. When it says ain simcha ela b'basar, the Gemara says in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the only simcha was really with meat. What meat? Of the korbanos. So when you have meat, the nefesh habamis also feels good. It's simcha of the nefesh habamis. So gamke amasteres melamed sabachinah nitzah selukis. And he says that it affects the nefesh habamis, normally conceals and covers. And the b'china nefet nitzas olikis shebenefesh adam, which is covering the nefesh olikis, u'menas simchas Hashem. And normally it blocks the simcha of Hashem by a mitzvah. But by day, ha'kravah say more than v'adam agabi mizbeach, but by bringing the korban, the blood and the fat on the mizbeach, the nefesh habamis becomes elevated in the fire of above, hainu lemakor chayitz, and to where it came from the level of shor shebemerkav el yena, of the level of shor of the merkav. We learned already many times, the source of animals comes from the shor of the merkav. The source of beasts chayis come from the ari of the merkav. So he says, what happens when you bring a carbon on Yom Tov? So you elevate that behemoth. So in other words, you're elevating your behemoth, the Nefesh HaBamis. And it goes back to its source. So therefore, the Nefesh HaBamis also feels Elokus. It also feels godliness. So therefore, it doesn't block so much. The person eating the carbon, the meat of the carbon, you could be happy. Because then this meat of the carbon, or nowadays just eating meat, is intermediary between the Nefesh HaLekis and Nefesh HaBamis to get this level of godliness felt into the animal soul. And he says, we learned in the other Maimer that the highest, that the person who's the highest level gets from the animals and the plant and so on, he says like this, the behemoths come from the world of Tehu, like he said in the previous Maimer, and therefore when the person eats meat, they become greater than they are as people. So the Nefesh HaBamis becomes elevated. The Nefesh HaBamis becomes elevated. And therefore, the block doesn't block as much the Kedusha of Hashem. Therefore, even on Yom Tov, if you feel it.
Don't say that to vegetarians.
Huh?
Don't say that to vegetarians.
You're missing out. Hayinu Shemekeidu Me'el Mateo. You know what? If people are vegetarians, okay, if you're vegetarian because you don't like meat, there's one thing. If you're not vegetarian because you're cruel to animals, because of cruelty to animals, then you shouldn't eat the plants either. You're cruel to the plants. They're living things. You cut them off to eat. You shouldn't eat anything that grows. And not only that, according to Chassidus, not only are you cruel to the animals, you're elevating the animal from an animal state to a human state. That's if you hope humans are higher than animals. And the source is from the Elam Ateu, they fell all the way down from the world of Teu. To be inanimate plant and an animal. By bringing the carbon, it goes back to the source. Nasa basim mamutza. The meat becomes the intermediary that you can have simcha and Hashem. Okay, you have to skip the parentheses. Huh? Fast for what?
You don't fast. You should eat. Eating elevates.
And the Chanami, you know what's brought down in Chassidish Sfarim? They have the Anshi Knesset Sagdela, who instituted the rabbinic fasts. If they would have known our generation, how weak we are, they would have been embarrassed for instituting the fasts. I mean, you still got to fast. I mean. But I'm saying, according to Chassidish, the Rebbe was anti-fasting.
Like
even this holy person, the Rebbe Sarebbe, used to fast a lot. Lived in Brooklyn or whatever. He used to fast a lot. He went into the Rebbe once for Yechidus. First thing the Rebbe asked him was, did you eat yet? He said, no. The Rebbe said, go out and eat and you'll come back to me after you finish eating.
The Rebbe used to fast a lot.
The Rebbe, before he became Rebbe, used to fast a lot. But that what he did is his business. I'm saying the Rebbe was very much against fasts. Number one, it makes a person crazy. You can't function. People today, you know, years ago, people used to fast, it was nothing. In the time of the Gemara, even the Rebbe's times, people fast, it was nothing. It didn't affect what?
Which one has more power? Tzedakah or fasting?
Tzedakah.
So you can supersede.
You know, you can't just, instead of fasting, Yom Kippur, pay for it. No, it doesn't work like that. No, you can't, you have to fast. The Chum said you have to fast. Okay.
Other than Yom Kippur, you mean?
No, Tisha B'Av, you can't pay money. You can't pay money to get out of this religion. It doesn't work like that.
No extra fast.
I'm talking about people fast, this,
and
that.
I fast once a week, but I drink tea.
That's not fasting, sir.
I know, okay.
It seems like by eating you accomplish more. This is what
by eating you accomplish more.
Coffee in the morning and
sometimes
tea.
To stimulate tshuva, so that's a different story. But stam, the inyan of fasting, you're not elevating the stuff.
You're not saying bracha. You're not
right, you're not elevating the food. Elevating the food by making bracha, eating it. Okay, base. The Gemara says, Olam Haba, whatever that means, there's no eating or drinking. According to the Rambam, what does that mean? It refers to Gan Eden. In other words, the Gemara says, Olam Haba, there's no eating or drinking. What does Olam Haba mean? Gan Eden, the world of Neshamas. But Ramban, he Shivolav, and the Ramban argues against him. Shimkin Mivarev Kenu. And he says like this. It can't be what the Rambam says. Because if the Rambam is talking about the world of Olam Haba and the Shamas, of course there's no eating and drinking.
What about the
Leviot? What is the Gemara telling us? Gemara says, you should know that when you die, there's no more eating and drinking. Good morning. Of course there's no more eating and drinking. Why does the Gemara have to tell me that? That's what Ramban asks on the Rambam. And the Rambam. Elamasik goes Shekoy Al Tchis HaMesim. It goes under Tchis HaMesim, Shia Odom Beguf, the person will be in the body. There's not going to be any eating. So, and there's a famous machlekes, Olam Haba Bukhla, it goes on Gan Eden, it goes on Tchis HaMesim. According to the Rambam, the ultimate is not Tchis HaMesim. According to the Rambam, the ultimate is not Tchis HaMesim. After Tchis HaMesim, according to the Rambam, people are going to die. And there's going to be only Ruchnius. And the Ramban in Kabbalah, Kabbalah agrees with the Ramban that no, the ultimate is Nesham in a Guf. And then the Ramban says, that's what the Gemara says, they're not going to be eating. Why won't they be eating L'cheira, elevating the food? Why won't we be able to eat them? But because B'chein is Achila, the Inyan of eating, as like it says in the Pasuk, Ichlu Reyim, friends eat. And drink. Shechlu daydim and friends get drunk. Ichlu reim le'elo b'chinas chachma bina. Okay, so the says the definitions like this. The pasuk says eat reim friends. Now it says in Kabbalah who are friends? Chachma bina are inseparable friends. And he says ichlu reim is the level chachma bina. So the shikru deidim l'sata, that's the level of zov and nukva, the six feet of samalchus, which are midas chesed gvur v'rachman. V'haynu, shebachdei shiyah b'chinas reyim. In order to have the level of, but this is what the chesedis defines the pasuk saying. In order to have friends, you need to have chachman bina. Then you need to have achila, he explains. V'chdei liyaz b'chinas midas, in order to have the level of the midas, so you need the level of shtiyah, of drinking. Okay, the pasuk says, eat friends, okay, and then drink deidim, also friends, yeah? So it says in Kabbalah that the meaning of the pasuk is like this. In order to have chochma and bina, which are reyim, two inseparable friends, so then you need to have eating. In order to have zoh malchus, then you need drinking, whatever that means. Hine. No, but he's explaining what this means. Hine. Boy Yisbarech. She'ein arech elav Yisbarech. In the essence of Hashem, lo shayach b'chinas chesed. You can't say attributes in the essence of Hashem. When Hashem comes into world, into Atzilus, over there you can have chesed and gvur and teferet and so on. Higher than Atzilus, which is a world beyond limitation, there is no limited chesed and gevurah and teferis. Even Atzilus is a limitation of chesed and not gevurah. It says, kulam b'chachma sisa. What we say in davening, it's a pasuk. Kulam b'chachma sisa. Simply it means, Hashem made everything with wisdom. But Chassidus defines it, shebechines chachma, that even the highest level of chachma is like a sisa, is like the lowest level. By the essence of Hashem, the highest, by infinite, a trillion and one are the same. V'lav mikol in din din mi disiyu klal likritzim pasach liyo. The Shem is not in any way connected to the midas. Ki amidas same b'chinas gvul umida. Because midas are limitation. K'dei litin schar tev l'tzadikim, to give reward to the tzadikim. That they can get the reward to have benefit from the Shechina. V'lami shul rishoyim, to punish the wicked. Sheimim rachmim pshutim. B'li gvul umida. It says like this. All the attributes of Hashem are limited. Okay? Chesed is to righteousness, kindness, right? Is to give reward to the tzaddikim. To give punishment to the Rishoyim is the level of Gevura. Now he says, that Gevura is limited. And Chesed is limited. Because if Hashem would have unlimited Chesed in the worlds, then the Rishoyim would also get rewarded. If you're unlimited kindness, it doesn't matter who you're kind to. Good, bad. Like Chassidus explains. Why did Avram have a Yishmol? And why did Yitzchok have an Esav? And Yaakov had only tzaddikim kids? So it says, because Avram Avinu was unlimited chesed, and therefore out came a Yishmol, which is chesed of Klipa. Yitzchok was unlimited Gvura, therefore he had an Esav, which is Gvura of Klipa. Yaakov, there was a combination of Chesed and Gevurah, a combination of Tiferes, so then all his kids were tzaddikim. Like, right. Like, we know any parent that's too kind to the kid, no discipline, just let him do everything, it's not a good thing.
Vildechaya.
What?
Vildechaya.
It's worse than a Vildechaya. Anyway, so he says, look for him. Here. He actually is Baruch Shuain. So, see, now the Rebbe is asking, what is this? Why isn't there eating in Olam Haba? Right? According to the Ramban. We should be elevating the food. He starts explaining that all the midas compared to Hashem are nothing. It's all limited. Chochma and the lowest, the highest and the lowest are all the same. And he says, Hine actually is Baruch Shuain. So, in other words, he says like this. If Hashem is unlimited, with no connection to Chesed, and Gevurah, and Teferis, and Chochma, and Bina, so how in the world does Hashem come into the world? What's keeping him here? A flame and a wick have no connection, really. The only thing that's keeping the flame and the wick is the fuel. If there's no fuel, it doesn't last. What keeps the neshama in the body is the fact that we eat. If you don't eat for an extended period of time, you don't live anymore. If you don't drink for an extended period of time, the neshama die. You die. Because the neshama has nothing keeping it in the body. It needs fuel to keep it in the body. So in other words, kaviyachol by Hashem, and by the way, why is it like that down here? Maybe still could have made, Hashem could have made us that we don't have to eat or drink. Well, he could have made us that we don't have to eat or drink. And besides that, I'm saying, you're right, but why down here do we have to eat and drink? Because in the spiritual realms, kaviyachol, in the spiritual, Hashem needs to eat or drink.
Hashem needs what?
To eat and drink.
Hashem needs to eat and drink.
What? He doesn't go to McDonald's, whatever. What it means is, we'd say in davening, as karbani lachmi le'ishai. The karbanis are Hashem's food. Okay? What do you mean Hashem's food? Hashem doesn't open his mouth and make a brach and eat. When he eats a karban, right? And the karbanis are brought to Hashem, he opens his mouth and eats it. It's ridiculous. What it means is, just like food keeps the person down here, the neshama in the body, food, Torah mitzvahs, karbanos, keep Hashem in the world. So in order for Hashem, in the infinite state, to be able, he set it up this way though, to be able to come into the world, to function in a limited form of world, you need Torah mitzvahs, food and drink. Torah is not speculation. Science is speculation. Medicine is speculation. business is speculation. Everything's speculation except truth. That's what it says in Teda. What do you think? I'm saying my own stuff here. I'm saying with such certainty. I'm just reading words and translating. What does it mean it's Hashem's food? Lachmi means my lechem. No, what does it mean korban is God's food? Yeah. We say it every day in davening, twice a day, before shachar and before mincha. And tomorrow we're going to read, Rosh Chodesh, we're going to read, it's korban lachmi li
Yishai. Over there it says that the food that Yitzchak wants to eat.
I understand, but I'm saying, what does it mean when the Torah says food is, korban is Hashem's food? Obviously, Hashem doesn't get someone when Hashem speaks, it doesn't mean he spoke. It means the concept of speech. What's the concept of food? Keeping the neshama in the body. So that Rebbe says, in order to keep the Hashem in Chachma Bina, it's eating. In order to come into Zohar Malchus, the 6 feet, as a Malchus, he needs drinking. And that's what he's explaining. So he says, therefore, she talks about Hashpa no Malik Mover Bezoyer. And it's Chaim Abba Yenik Mi Mazal Chetz, which is the level of Achil, which is the eating. The unique Idei Mazal. And that's what it says, Ichlu Reim La'elo, that the friend should eat, meaning. In order for Hashem to come into the level of Chochmah and Bina, which is also a massive limitation for Hashem, it has to be the level of eating. Whatever that is, we'll soon see. And to have the connection of friends, which are Midas, Sarachli is Bechinas Shtia, which is Yedida Hashpala Mata Mata. To take the sustenance down, Achia Bechinas Midas, to come into Midas. Just like the mashal of shtia, what does drinking do? Melech ha-samaychu lamata brings the food down into the rest of the body. What's the purpose of drinking? The Gemara says when you drink, when you eat, you have to drink afterwards. Yeah? It's a din shlunach, that especially if you eat bread, you have to drink afterwards. Yeah? What is the purpose of drink? Even medically. Water brings things from higher to lower, like rain. So therefore, what washes the food down, so to speak, into the body to function properly, that's the level of drink. So what's bringing Elokus lower down into Midas? Spiritually, that's the level of drink. Food reveals Elokus into Chochmah and Bina, and then you have the drink brings it down into the lower levels of Zohar Malchus.
Torah says you have to drink immediately after you eat? Or?
Yeah, but I mean during that meal, yeah. Before you bed.
Rambam says no.
No, Rambam says while you're eating. Well, that also changed. I mean, what the Rambam says. Therefore, the Pasuk says, drink and get drunk. In the Pasuk you just quoted, friends eat and the Shas v'shichru means get drunk.
Drink what? That
means
wine?
No, he's talking about... he's going to explain what... What?
It's a mitzvah to get drunk, Rabbi?
No. Yeah, it's a mitzvah to get drunk. The Rebbe said countless times in the wine of Teda. Oh. The Rebbe said this many times. Purim, that for Bachrim, it's getting drunk in Yenish al Teda and the Chassidus. To get drunk, meaning that you're so. In Chassidus, you don't know the connection with world. Yeah, world, no world. You know, with the Baruch Marte or Haman, there is no world. Ain't Milvada, and that's it. That's what a person has to get drunk in.
Not drunk the way we do it.
So he said that in his bar achila mahu. So he explained before what's the inyan of achila. Achila is bringing down the world of Tehu into Tikkun.
Into?
The world of into our world. When a person eats, the food comes from a higher level of Tehu. So therefore, what does a person accomplish when he eats physically down here? Well, spiritually down here. When you eat food, where are you getting your nourishment from if it's lower than us? Because it originates in a higher level. So what does eating do? It brings down the revelations of Tehu into Tikkun. So therefore, what does food do in a spiritual sense? It brings Elokus, infinite Elokus, into the world, into Chochmah and Bina.
Or eat food.
No, I know why I eat so much.
You know what? By the way, today was the last conference for